Recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios Brisbane on 102.1 FM and broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games. With 10 years experience and over 500 episodes, Zed Games brings you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture. Want to reach out? Message us on Facebook at ZEVGamesAU.
Hi, my name is Evie and I'm chilling out in studio alone today as the Zed Games crew. Fun in here. All the announcers at the station here at 4ZZZ are hanging out on their own, but luckily they've got the amazing live listeners from Brisbane to keep them company. And for us here at Zed Games, wherever you are around Australia on the Community Radio Network, I hope you're having a safe and pleasant time wherever you are. So today I've just been sort of hanging out, and it's nice to get out of the house to come here to the station where it is extra, extra clean and it smells just like Glen 20 in studio, which is what you want now. I didn't always want that, but now I want that. So what do you know? Things change. Something else that's interesting is that we're going to be listening to the week in gaming news. I'm going to be doing gaming news slightly different this time. I will be playing a pre-recorded segment of the news, which you will listen to, and then I'm going to have a bit of a discussion afterwards about some other stuff that's happening in the news related to the gaming world. After that, we're going to have a review from Will on a game called Element Space, which has been developed by two Australian developers, and he always does incredible reviews, so I'm very excited to hear what he's got to say. After that, we then have Rani, who is going to talk about a little indie gem called Hidden Through Time. I'm super excited for this one, and I hope you guys enjoy what's available on today's show. But yeah, without further ado, I think it's time to get straight into the news. This week in gaming news, E3 have announced dates for 2021. However, there is still nothing about this year's 2020 online experience. After the cancellation of this year's E3, many fans and game companies were hugely disappointed. Instead, many game publishers decided to go directly to consumers. Despite E3 making no comment on an online experience, the Entertainment Software Association is going ahead with a show in 2021, which will run from June 15th to 17th. When ESA announced the cancellation of E3 2020, they said, "We are exploring options with our members to coordinate an online experience to showcase industry announcements and news in June 2020. However, since that statement was made, nothing more has been said. Some game publishers have decided to go solo with their announcements this year, such as Microsoft, Ubisoft, E3, and Devolver Digital, to name a few. Sadly, Bethesda have confirmed that it will not hold its annual digital showcase this year. Hopefully soon we will know more about online events." 2020 Australian PC Awards have been announced, the best of 33 different categories ranging from Best Gaming Laptop to Best Motherboard. Some other categories also include a Gold Award, which is voted on by the readers of tech magazines such as Tech Radar, PC Gamer, APC, Tech Life, and PC Power Play. The Gold Award looks at the overall best company for the year, which was taken out by Asus. If you'd like to look at the full list of winners in each category, check out the Zed Games Facebook page for the link at ZEDGamesAU. The best couch co-op games from Kotaku. Kotaku have released an article featuring lots of video games that are great to play with friends or family at home. The list shows a variety of games worth playing to pass the time. Another game worth playing is Overcooked. Overcooked 1 and 2 are actually on the Nintendo Switch and is a great way to keep occupied during this time. The publishers also have another great party game coming out on the 28th of April called Moving Out, so be sure to keep your eye out for that. That's all this week in gaming news. There you go, another week in gaming news. Lots of interesting things. Obviously, lots of awesome PCs and PC-ware to vote on there, or that has been voted on, so the awards for the Australian PC Awards. That's what it's called, of course. Anyway, Some other interesting piece of news that wasn't reported on because I only just found out today is that PlayStation 5 actually have released a new controller, and that's for the PlayStation 5. So that's interesting. I believe that people are speculating on whether it's good or not and all that sort of stuff yet. So yeah, we'll see how that's all going. We may have a more discussion on that in the next week or so as people play and experience some new hardware from Sony. So yeah, that should be interesting. Something that I would really like to talk about, and usually every week I report on the news and I research the news. So I spend every Tuesday and Wednesday looking at the news, looking at what's been happening in the last 7 days, what's been happening in the industry, and what's worth reporting on, and what I think maybe is interesting, trying to keep as non-biased as possible, but also trying to keep it Australian relevant. Something that I've noticed since this pandemic, and obviously a lot of the distress that people are having, games companies and also people who are not typically involved with games are actually getting involved with games. And as of the end of 2019, in terms of numbers, the games industry was about $182 billion industry, which is swallows not only the movie and Hollywood industry, but also swallows all of music and some. Neither of those entertainment industries compare or even come close to the gaming industry. They predicted at the time that maybe it would be two more years, so by 2022, we would hit $200 billion industry. Now, that was pre-COVID-19. Now we're in a situation where I think after this year, and depending on how much longer this goes for, the industry is going to take a huge cash influx. I think the gaming industry is expanding rapidly. And to keep up with this rapidly expanding industry, we have companies and people making statements and types of news articles coming out that surprise me. So as I was reading some of the news from lots of different magazine or websites, some titles of articles will be how to stream video games or how to use Discord. And if anyone doesn't know what Discord is, it's just basically an online app where you can voice chat people a bit like Zoom, but more sort of targeted toward gamers, but also sort of has a bit of a social media tying to it. It's an interesting platform. Anyway, there's articles titled like that, how to stream videos, how to use Discord. And one of them, which really made me giggle, was how to be a gamer. People really want to be gamers now. People seem to want to be involved with this side of the industry. It's, I don't know, is it a lifestyle to be a gamer? I don't even know. Like, what does that word even mean? And there's also really fascinating, which made me a little bit like mad and happy at the same time, was WHO talking about how gaming is a safe way to socialize. Now, originally, WHO, not that long ago, were talking about how terrible gaming addiction is. Now, look, any addiction is a bad thing. I can totally acknowledge that. But I also think that to reprimand something so much and then to go to the opposite spectrum very quickly because it's the only way we can socialize, it's really, I don't know, it kind of makes me laugh and mad at the same time, you know? But yeah, a lot of people are trying to compensate, trying to capitalize on this industry, such as clicking on my article because you might want to know how to stream a game now, whereas previously you didn't. It's quite interesting. To see how the industry is tackling all the difference of people staying at home now and how games are so much more relevant than they were before, even though they were just as relevant. I also find it super fascinating to see that Telstra are finally talking about better internet for gaming, because obviously a lot of people are struggling with internet at the moment. And now internet seems to be so much more important. So, there are positives coming out of the situation despite the circumstances, and at least for the industry that I love so dearly, we're getting some much needed attention to address serious issues that we've been trying to address for years, which is we are a relevant medium that provides people with connection, meaningful connection, and ways to connect with people all around the world, and you don't actually have to leave from home. So that's worth mentioning. But yeah, We've actually got a review that was sent in by Will, because he is wonderful, and in between all his studying game design, he's playing games and reviewing them for us here to listen to and for you out there to enjoy. So, this week, Will has been playing Element Space, which is by Blowfish Studios and in collaboration with another Australian development team. And I think I'm going to leave it up to him to describe to you his experience with the game. So let's get to it.
Hey! Today we're going to be reviewing a game called Element Space, a turn-based tactical squad RPG developed by Six Rattle Studios and Blowfish Studios. The game was published by Inca Games, and the audio was created by Blowfish Studios and Six Vowel. You'll be able to find this game on the PS4 and Xbox One as of 25th of March, but you will also have been able to find this game on PC as of 14th of February. So we're getting a little bit of a nice re-release here for us PS4 and Xbox One people. So, turn-based tactical squad RPG. That's not something you usually hear when talking about turn-based tactical games, but something that I very much enjoy hearing. I always love finding out new genres, or some at least genres I didn't know of existing before. And I can definitely say that this game brought me something that I thoroughly enjoyed. I also want to start off by excusing any of the failed pronunciation on names. I wish I could just blame it on the English, but I'm also going to pronounce it that I just suck at pronouncing names. So, without further ado, let's just jump straight into it. Going with the narrative first. So being a turn-based tactical squad RPG, RPG being the big thing there, narrative is a really big thing in this game. And I just want to run you guys through the start of the game, which kind of picks up and gives the reason for everything. So Element Space starts off with us being introduced to the main protagonist, Captain Christopher Petam, and the two side characters, Rafael Guerrero and John Sao. I'm not going to say who, but one of them ends up not surviving for very long, alright? On board the starship Inspiration. The game takes place about 200 years in the future, where the galaxy has been ravaged by war when several different factions went out to colonize space. For us, the game however picks up at the end of this war, with Captain Petam being tasked to relocate his battleship Inspiration to the city of Truce. The ship is going to be the meeting location for the new Galactic Congress that will start the unification process. And already here, they're kind of setting us up with political or politics being a very deep thing within this game. This is however foiled when an underground rogue terrorist organization known as Tempest foils these plans, sabotaging and the relocation, but somehow manages to also frame our Captain Petam, forcing him to himself go rogue and save the galaxy and bring Tempest to light. Now, this was a very watered down of all the things that happened, but I'll let you guys play the game and find out even more in depth of that. But that's a pretty good start to our adventure. So going into the gameplay, being a turn-based tactical squad game, obviously it's going to remind you of games like XCOM. However, as I read a little bit with the devs themselves, stating that it's not quite the same. While XCOM is very much a numbers game, maximizing your percentages of your success and optimizing your team to be the ultimate task for, Element Space takes a bit of a different approach to this. In Element Space, you basically only have three different chances. You're either going to hit, you're going to miss, or you have a 50-50. This is because of their cover system being based on either full cover, partial cover, or no cover at all. Which, I mean, if you're standing in the open, you're pretty much gonna get hit. This makes the game more about tactical positioning and the line of sight, rather than getting the best type of percentage, which I really enjoyed. Because in my mind, when I'm playing strategic games, I like to focus more on troops placements and things like that, rather than trying to have to do a math calculation in my head of how high the curvature of the Earth and the rotation of the sphere and if I'm gonna hit or not. I'd rather just have my pure tactical knowledge be a thing that decides how I'm gonna be able to tackle this puzzle, right? But they also introduce something really cool, which is that covers are destructible, making for a really dynamic playfield where the best possible covers constantly change depending on how you or the enemy team is tackling this problem. And there's a lot, whole lot more to go in with that, with you being able to push characters off ledges, there being consumables, being different abilities that and different sort of characters that have different abilities. And while there still is that element of building your team, it is more like building your favorite combination where everything is viable rather than you trying to maximize numbers. There were, however, also some gripes I had with the game. These are very minor things. For example, finding UI text being out of line in the menus, menus being very limited in options. Some of the dialogue in the game I could speed up while others I couldn't, which made it very frustrating when me, who are a very quick reader, are forced to listen through a lot of it in a very short time. Being, you're not very slow when I wanted to go quick. And also, while you can say that this game is a bit watered down in its terms of combat, which I would say is one of the strengths with the game, it features a story that is straight out of a Mission Impossible movie that pulls you in and set the premise for some very interesting world exploring. This is really highlighted in the dialogue system the game has, which is connected to a different political reputation sort of thing, where having one meaning connect you to, for example, bureaucracy, while another one being for the opposite of that. So you really have to think about what you say, and that lets you create sort of a political identity in the game, which also connects to what kind of missions you're allowed to do and who you can befriend and things like that, which I think is really cool. I would like to say as well, I played this game on the PS4, meaning that there were no headphones, and it could also be a possible impact on the visuals slightly. But overall, I found the soundtrack to be really nice. It is your classical kind of space adventure mixed with some action techno beats during the fights. The sound effects were also really on point. Almost too much at some points. It was during one of the first cutscenes where they were so loud I could barely hear the dialogue that was going on. Another cool thing, though, the voice acting for this game is really well made, really bringing the character some personality. This was paired, though, with some very corny dialogue, which had me both giggling when I probably shouldn't have been, but also being your run-of-the-mill, feeling good kind of hero story to that. And I thought that was really nice that it didn't take itself too seriously, which allowed me to kind of relax while playing the game and not constantly having to be stressed out of the super serious military tone that a lot of the games have nowadays. I would like to say that overall, Element Space is a really nice turn-based tactical RPG. I wish I could go more into the political system or the diverse cast of cultures the game has. But I wanted to focus a bit on more of the things that I find interesting with the game and that highlighted for me are the things that would make me want to play the game. While the game has a couple of unpolished flaws that might make you feel a bit meh, it does deliver its core mechanics so well that I cannot not like this game. It is a really well-polished in those senses, making you really enjoy the core gameplay, which is the one thing you're going to be doing the most anyway. The core turn-based fighting is very simple but extremely in-depth in possibilities of things to tackle, on how you can tackle each combat puzzle. Having simple things like the destruction of cover mixed with abilities and a range of other factors that would be too many to try to list, this game is something you should pick up when you feel like picking your brain with some strategic gameplay, but also is too tired to do your optimal percentage loop-de-doop-de math in your head. A fun, simple, and feel-good tactical experience. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Will, for such an insightful review on Element Space. Be sure to check that out. Cool. So I've been having some fun in studio, hanging out while I've been in here on my own. I'm also streaming live on Facebook, so if you'd like to see what I'm up to and have a chat. Check out at ZEDGamesAU. If you're not catching the live show, that's okay because you can rewatch the live streams anyway. And Rani has reviewed a beautiful hidden little gem called Hidden Through Time, which is an indie game that she has reviewed. Let's have a listen to what Rani thinks of Hidden Through Time.
Hey! Hidden Through Time is a game of hide and seek with objects scattered throughout the history of our world. It's kind of like Where's Wally, but on your computer. And it is super fun and super relaxing. The game was released on the 12th of March 2020 and was developed by Crazy Monkey Studios, which is a game development studio in Belgium. Now, the last game I kind of reviewed for you guys was also, you know, pretty sort of laid back, and I really enjoyed it in that sort of sense. Hidden Through Time is another one of those games that you just come to at the end of the day when you need something to unwind. It's a hide-and-seek game, so it's a find the items that the key gives you. And the key gives you a couple of different clues as to where you might find these items. And then you just sort of slowly progress through the history of the world. You start out as a caveman, or in the caveman times. And so you have to look for dinosaurs, cavemen, beetles, chameleons. Some things seem like they might be a little bit out of place, but for the most part, it's just really cute. And if you click on every little guy, they all make different sounds. And the different sounds are sort of what kind of make it. It's not massive in the sense that there's anything more than that. In fact, the game doesn't try to be more than that. It doesn't try to give you more of a narrative. It doesn't try to be something that it's not. And that's what I found really lovely about it, was that I just could sit there and sort of focus on nothing else but looking around this really gorgeous, calm scene to find what I needed to find. I did, of course, get frustrated when I couldn't find anything that I needed to find, but I got there in the end. The art style is quite cute. I would say it's fairly minimal, considering that it needs to incorporate a lot of different elements into one thing that's on your screen. You just move around with your mouse and click on the different things. I have had an incredibly fun time playing this. There's not much more to the game, so there's not much more that I can say. I just found the entire experience very calming and relaxing and positive. It's definitely something that I'm going to keep playing during this time where we're sort of stuck inside with not much else to do, but everything gets a bit stressful and overwhelming. Hidden Through Time is the way to go. Now, I've been playing it on my PC, but it's also available on the PS4, the Nintendo Switch, Android, Xbox One, and you can play it on Mac. So you can get it for everything. Which is really handy. I would definitely recommend it, especially knowing that I can put it on my phone. It'd be a really good one to sort of do while on the train or something if everything's getting a little bit overwhelming and you just want to calm down with some cute little music and some fun little caveman sounds. Definitely try and reach for Hidden Through Time.
Thank you so much, Rani, for reviewing Hidden Through Time. It's always a pleasure listening to your voice. It is very relaxing and also very informative. I'm glad you enjoyed that little hidden indie gem. My pun, hidden through time. No, okay, doesn't matter. You're not laughing. And if you were, I couldn't hear it. Okay, so I've been thinking about what we're going to do for the rest of the year in terms of games. So I thought that I would let you guys know some of the AAA games and some of the indie games that are coming out throughout this year that might pique your interest. So far we've had Doom Eternal, Animal Crossing New Horizon release on the 20th of March, which was awesome. Unfortunately, we've heard some sad news about The Last of Us Part 2 being delayed, which is not great, but that's okay because we got follow-up in September with Cyberpunk 2077. These are AAA games, and I am super pumped for Cyberpunk. And then hopefully in December, if nothing messes up the timeline, we've got Halo Infinite coming out, which I am extremely excited about. I am a huge Halo fan, and I've been playing the Master Chief Collection. So Halo Infinite, yes, in December 2020. Haven't got an exact date as of yet, but that's when we're expected to have it. In terms of indie games that are coming out that might pique your interest, just recently a game has come out called In Other Waters, which you can get on the Switch and you can get on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation, I believe. Awesome little game. I've only just started playing it, and I will be reviewing it as of next week. So if you'd like to check that out, I suggest you do. Other than that, we've got other interesting little games, indie games coming out, like Light Matter, Luna, The Shadow Dust, a game called Play Anything, and Please Touch the Artwork, which is by Waterzooey, Studio Waterzooey, which is another indie dev team. So you should check them out. Indie devs, support them. See what's like happening locally. Some local games that might be actually worth checking out if you're in Brisbane is Speaking Simulator. That is a lot of fun. And the Zed Games crew and myself, we all played not that long ago and reviewed it. It is hilarious. It is really, really fun. It's quite engaging in the sense that you play as a character that's an alien robot, and you're trying to blend into society, and you've got to control the mouth moving, so the tongue and the mouth opening to form sentences. It's quite, uncomfortable, but also, yeah, hilarious, so you should check that out. There are lots of little games, and the big thing is to, which I learned when I was studying game design at uni, was not to always play big games, but to play meaningful little things. And I think now's a great time to play meaningful little things, because the gaming industry isn't just an industry that revolves around big $100 million productions that take years and years and years. It's also filled with little things that people on their own spend years making. And maybe it's only a 20-minute experience that they make, but it's still something little and special. So be sure to look out for little things as well. And little things sometimes are inexpensive or free. So, and I know that not everyone has a lot of money in this current climate, so looking at indie games is a great way to explore art and explore the interactive medium of games. But yeah, I think it's come to the end of our time at Zed Games today. I've really enjoyed listening to Will's review and chatting to you guys about the news. If you'd like to check out more of what we're doing, feel free to follow our Twitter and Facebook at ZEDGamesAU. All the best. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Zed Games. If you'd like to listen to more, check out our podcast on Spotify or follow us on social media at ZEDGamesAU. See you next time.